Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at. I'll listen to.
We'll be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
This is the best of the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9.
Yes, it is. Why are you having a dramatic pause?
I was hoping that's what we'll be playing today and that I would be a billionaire. I wouldn't have to talk to you guys anymore.
Spoiler alert.
There was a winner, they believe, for the Mega Millions, $1.6 billion, in South Carolina.
I hope it's somebody that really deserves it. It would be a cool story to just have somebody, you know, that's like homeless or something. I hope it's a really good person.
Oh, for sure. You know, it probably won't be, though. It'll be somebody like, well, this will really help pay my membership dues at my golf course.
I hope not.
All right. Well, hey, we've got a lot of fun going on, even if you're not a millionaire or a billionaire this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. We've got Mariah Carey tickets coming up at 7 o'clock. Also at 8:30, Santa Slam tickets. The big announcement, how do you feel about this? We announced it at 5 o'clock with Elliot King that Bozzy is going to be coming to Santa Slam 2018. That is awesome.
So good.
It's going to be December 9th at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum right there at the State Fairgrounds. So we're excited about that. To my left, still rocking her Shroot Farms hoodie, even though she's not a millionaire. Alex Clark, how are you?
I have a little bit of a revolving door of sweatshirts whenever it's cold, and I just pretty much wear the same thing every other day. But there is a new thing that I'm wanting to wear. And all day yesterday I was looking online, and you'll have to tell me, especially Liv the Web Girl, what you think. I really want to order a bunch of berets to start wearing for fall.
Oh god.
Lame or cute?
Prince okay. Jr.
I was actually looking at berets yesterday too.
No
online.
Way.
And I think it's cute. I don't know if necessarily I can pull it off, but you know what else I think is cute? Like those like Baker Boy hats. Like
what's
those
a Baker little, Boy?
Like kind of like it looks like almost like a conductor hat kind of.
Oh yes, I love
like
those
that
hat,
that
the
would
little
look good. Thing. I think that would look really good on me.
I think that would look good on you too. Okay, yeah. Here we've decided. Liv is gonna get Baker Boy hats.
Yes.
Which if you don't know,
like kind of like a conductor type hat.
Yeah. Here's what we'll do. We'll put an Instagram story up on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show with a picture of a Baker Boy hat, if you don't know what that is, and a beret, if you don't know what that is, and then you can vote which one you think is cuter for fall. And then Liv and I will know, you know, what's cuter.
Right.
But yeah, I saw this blogger that I follow launched a new collection with Nordstrom yesterday, and she had, it's like Blair, it's a Atlantic Pacific is the blog, but it's Blair something, Eda B or something like that.
Eda what?
Yeah, that's like her, it's her last name.
Whoa,
I don't know what it is.
Family friendly.
So anyway, she has all these berets in her collection, and that's why
so
I was like, I'm
cute.
Loving these. Yeah. I want all of them. So that's where I am. That's what I did yesterday.
All right. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? Any beret searching?
I did. I did do a little online shopping. Did not buy anything. But I took a nap. And then when I woke up from my nap, I didn't take that long of a nap. Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, called me and he bought a freaking car. Out of nowhere.
I thought he was going to have you help him.
Yeah, I thought he was going to have me help him too. And we were supposed to go on Monday, and then like stuff happened with his work, so he ended up not being able to go. And so yesterday, literally just took a nap, woke up, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm driving in my new car."
Are you bummed out you didn't get to help pick? I love car shopping.
I love car shopping too. I am a little bit. I'm just like, I just can't believe he had like got a new car.
Yeah, he was faster than your process, that's for sure.
If you
yeah.
missed it here on the Joe and Alex Show, the Egyptian Alex's boyfriend yesterday, she told us that he's getting a house without her input.
No. It was a hypothetical situation. He's not getting a house. It's just if he were.
That's how Alex is processing it. And now Liv the Web Girl's man, Jewel Daddy, that's her boyfriend. He's getting a car without her. You two, your relationship, it's going strong.
Oh, boy.
My name is Joe, and my day yesterday, I'm going to, I don't know if it's legal or not, but I'm hunting squirrel today.
With who?
Why?
Because these little bastards.
Your diet's getting weird.
Yeah.
No, I'm not eating a squirrel. That's not part of my journey. But I'm going to get some today with a BB gun, if that's legal. If not, I didn't say this on the radio. I told my wife we had to put some lacquer on the pumpkin so, like, the animals couldn't actually, like, eat it. They wouldn't want to do it, like, a little layer over the pumpkin outside. What did we do last night? We come home. There's a big hole in the back of the pumpkin, and this squirrel went to town. Squirrels love pumpkin. So, like, I'm like, what do we do? Do we just throw it away? Do we trash it?
I've never heard that before.
I didn't know that either.
I know. Well, I'm very cultured. I know a lot about squirrels.
I love pumpkin seeds, sucking on them.
Well, I don't know about sucking. Wait, do you like to suck them when they're wet out of a pumpkin or actually after they've been baked with seasoning?
After they were baked with, like...
Okay, then that's not as weird.
With salt.
Do you chew them up, though? Because that's what you're supposed to do. I'll bring in some seasoned pumpkin seeds for you guys.
No, I don't want seasoning.
Pumpkin seeds.
I only want salt.
No, sorry, basic Alex. I will pass on that request.
What are you,
basic B?
What seasoning are you guys putting on it?
I don't know what you call it.
Just like a seasoning salt.
Like a little kick, yeah.
Garlic powder.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Cayenne pepper.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah, a little kick to it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say Cajun, but.
No, too spicy.
No, I like it really basic. I like it really
basic. Okay. Yeah, you guys sound like the squirrel.
Okay, thank you guys very much.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Post Malone is Postmates' most dedicated customer, ordering nearly 3,000 items on more than 660 deliveries spanning 52 cities nationwide. Post will be featured on a Postmates series called The Receipt, along with other celebrities sharing their favorite orders and strangest requests. The rapper gets most of his deliveries on tour, spending more than $40,000 over the past year on quick eats from places like Chick-fil-A, Burger King, KFC, Panda Express, and Popeyes. His favorite orders also include a 12-pack of beer, 3 champagne bottles, and 3 bottles of grape Pedialyte.
That's what I ordered last night. Interesting.
Why would he be getting Pedialyte?
To help with the recovery.
Oh, you're right.
That and maybe he's got a baby we don't know about. Dun, dun, dun.
G-Eazy and Halsey are calling it quits on their relationship again. They broke up for the second time in just over 3 months. A source said that they just can't seem to getting past their previous issues. And G-Eazy was all over other girls publicly at his Halloween party this past weekend. The breakup is social media official because they even stopped following each other on Instagram now. So.
Well, that's what we know then.
Listen,
has to be real.
If this is the best advice that I could give you, it's called a breakup because it's broken. That's the thing. That's the tea.
Yeah, but they have super glue, so they put stuff back together.
Vogue and Kendall Jenner are under fire on social media after the magazine released images of the model wearing an afro. Vogue shared the image of Kendall in a prairie dress and the afro on Instagram recently. Social media users immediately slammed the model, with one writing, "I swear, she enjoys pissing black people off." Another person said there are other models that Vogue could have really used that had real afros. Tisk, tisk. The magazine has since apologized, releasing a statement saying, "We apologize if it came across differently than intended, and we certainly did not mean to offend anyone by it." And Jerry Springer could soon be a TV judge. Springer and NBC Universal are working on a show titled Judge Jerry. The show would have the former lawyer and talk show host presiding over small claims cases. It's being targeted for a potential launch next fall. So I wonder if he would be doing both.
That would be awesome. Order in the court. Okay, just fight. That's fine. I'd love that.
Coming up after 7:15, this singer says that he has, I'll say, something interesting for breakfast every morning.
Well, I'm going to diet. I got to see what they're doing. Maybe I can try it.
Oh, Liv the Web girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Liv, what is dry cleaning?
So I know that you take clothes there that, like, can't be washed and aren't supposed to be washed, but then you wait a couple of days and you come back and all of a sudden they're clean. I don't know what happens there. I don't know what kind of things they use. I know they have this big machine thing where you put clothes on and it spins around, and, like, that's how they get your clothes when you come pick it up. I don't know if that has something to do with it. I don't know if it's sorcery. I don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Joe's need to know news. Oh no, I don't think it was us. At least one Mega Millions ticket matched all 6 numbers Tuesday night to claim at least part of the record $1.6 billion dollar jackpot.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is a record-breaking $1.6 billion. To win that jackpot, you must bet these 5 wine balls plus that gold mega ball. Now, let's see if I can make you a billionaire tonight.
By the way, I totally want to know, how do we get this job?
Yeah, it's fun.
Hey, all right, we're going to let them fly down the hole.
Our first winning number tonight is 28. That's followed by...
That's when I said, all right, this sucks. It was, my first number was not 28.
70. Up next, we have 5. That's followed by...
I need a ball. Somebody, give me a ball.
62, and your final wipe off for this Tuesday evening is 65. Now for the Mega Ball. That Mega Ball number is 5.
Nah, I was like, I got
just
excited.
Just imagine right now, though. Imagine being the person every number they're reading. Oh, my gosh, this is me. Oh, my gosh, it's me.
What do you do? Because it's like, okay, I need to make sure everybody doesn't know that I want it yet. I want to get as much time as I can between me and that. But do you call in sick? Do you go to work? There's a chance you could die if you go somewhere? I mean, well, like, what if you lose your ticket? What if your house catches on fire while you're gone?
They say that if you win, the first thing to do is not to call any of your friends or family. The first thing to do is actually call a lawyer.
Well, I thought it was to call the Joe and Alex show. 317-239-1009. That's what you would want to be doing for that. Yeah, so good news, though. Maybe you didn't win the Mega Millions. The Powerball is up to $620 million tonight. So I mean,
oh, I can still buy something?
You can buy the Powerball.
So I can't buy these tickets online anywhere. I have to go in person.
Yep, we got to go in person.
I hate that. Can we change that? I'm too lazy.
No, no. Did you not buy a ticket because you were too lazy?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Alex.
Did you buy one, Joe?
Just two of them.
Did you?
One for one.
I
one for me, one,
one
for Lindsay. I thought we were going to get lucky, too, because the you have to match all the numbers, but the big one is the Mega Ball or the Powerball. And one for Lindsay ticket. This is weird. Her birthday is the 23rd. The Powerball number was the Mega Ball number was 23. Mine's the 10th. And it was 10. I'm like, we're going to be billionaires, baby. I'm going to tell Alex and Liv I quit this bitch. But it didn't
and then
happen.
It didn't work out for
you. No, it didn't. It did. But you know what? I didn't win the Mega Millions, but how about this? Good news, and it's World Series related. The Red Sox, they beat the Dodgers to win Game 1 of the World Series. Mookie Betts is the real MVP, though, because he stole a base in the first inning, which gets everyone in America a free Doritos Locos Taco from Taco Bell Thursday, November 1st, which is next Thursday. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hell
Wait,
yeah.
Why does that happen?
What?
Did they like say that they were going to do that for the World Series?
They always do, yeah. Steal a base, steal
oh,
a taco. Yeah, get that taco. Come on, girl.
Oh.
Where you been? Alex, I'm going to need you to go to Taco Bell with me and just give me your taco, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
I appreciate that. Okay, speaking of Joe's journey and tacos and weight and stuff, what do you think about this? Oreo, their parent company, confirmed that they have a most stuffed cookie coming out. It's got even more cream filling than a double stuffed Oreo.
Yuck.
And it'll be hitting the stores January of 2019.
I do not like too much cream. I actually like the thin Oreos the best, where they have the least amount.
Wait, the thins are so
good.
That's
the only kind of.
I'm a super fatty. I will take two double stuffed Oreos. I'll twist them off and put like the part that has the most cream together. So it's like a quadruple Oreo.
I do not lick the icing or twist off. I just eat it.
You hear that, fellas? Did you hear that? She don't lick the icing. And all right, let's continue on kind of with the Joe's Journey theme here in Joe's Need to Know News. What do you think about this? An extremely obese 27-year-old man was eating junk food daily, eventually leading to hospitalization. He was having heart problems. With the help of his trainer, he's trying to turn his life around and save his life. Now, in order to shed the extra pounds, his trainer came up with an idea. I'm going to put posters in area restaurants to stop them from serving his client. The posters had the headline, "Save Dibsy. Obesity is killing him. Do not serve this man." Doctors told him that he was eating himself to death, so a major change was needed. He's working out, he's eating healthy, and he's on the right track, according to his personal trainer. He says it could take up to a year to lose enough where he'd be considered healthy. As the fat person on the Joe and Alex show, I get to speak for all fat people. I just have that right. I think this is a good idea, especially if his client's cool with it. If his client's like embarrassed by it,
wait,
I would
so you
say
would
no.
be so you would be cool if Liv and I went around Broad Ripple where you live and stuff and gave them posters of you and say, "Do not serve this man."
I need to see the final poster before you guys go put it up there. I want to make sure it's a good looking photo.
Fine,
yes.
If you say yes, then we're doing it.
Yeah, we will do
1,000%
it.
1,000% what you're doing.
Do we
right
have
here.
A poster company here, like in Indy, that could help us out with this? Because I mean, you're going to need a lot of posters.
I was in school for like a lot of years. Get me a poster board, I can make one.
Okay, hey, I'm just trying to save you some money, but if you want want to pay out of your
this
pocket, go
ahead. This is a verbal contract right now.
All right, no.
I think we should do that.
Right. I think so,
I think
too.
It would be funny.
We'll talk about this more coming up in Joe's Journey. I'll see if other people agree. But actually, no, I'm not offended by that at all. I think whatever it takes to save this guy's life, that's what we need to do. And wrapping up Joe's Need to Know News today, have you heard of Harriet, a.k.a. the Opera Donkey?
No.
All right, please sit back, relax, and be entertained.
Wow.
Thank you, Harriet. Oh, an encore.
Listen to that. That's crazy.
Dang. Sounds better than Live the Web Girl singing Whitney Houston.
Hey.
Just throwing that out there. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see Harriet the Opera Donkey and everything else that we're talking about at RadioNowIndy.com. Please get me some tickets.
Did you know that Mariah Carey had a nickname in high school of Mirage because she cut class so much she was never there?
Well, you know one of the answers to today's question.
Oh, is it?
No, I'm just kidding with you, but that is true. That is a true statement. That would have been like my name, but I don't blend out well. But I don't even think I went to my senior year of high school.
I was late every single day to my first period class my senior year so many times that they ended up having to change the attendance policy because of me. Because I was just like, they would just give me detention. I'd be like, okay, cool, I don't care. And then I would just show up late again. Because I wanted to sleep in. I actually, ironically, am not a morning person. I do not like getting up early, but I fake it till I make it. Now I'm here in Indy, baby, on the Joe and Alex Show.
So sugar. All right, let's get somebody on the phone to be on Team Alex or Liv. Eugene, you're in Southport. Do you want to be on Team Alex or Team Liv?
I gotta go with Team Alex, right? I mean... Yeah, sure.
Steve
Alex.
Yes, honey.
Okay. Woo-hoo. Wow. I'd say you got to go with Liv. I don't even know what you meant by that. That was kind of mean. I'm just kidding. Sammy, you're in Lawrence, and you got to be on Team Liv today.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, we could sound a little more energetic, but it's cool. I feel bad for Liv today. Are you okay?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there.
All right, today's game is going to be short and sweet. It could be a disaster, too, like Mariah Carey performing live.
Okay.
It involves Mariah Carey and one of my favorite things, and that's lullabies.
Okay.
I'm going to play for you only three songs. It's a best out of three, okay?
Okay.
So, Alex, if she knows her Mariah Carey, could beat you, Liv, in two songs. Okay. All you're going to do, Alex and Liv, is you're going to listen to the song, and as soon as you know it, buzz in with your name. So, Alex or Liv is the buzzer, and you tell me the song, but this is going to be like baby lullabies, okay?
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
Here is your first song. Buzz in with your name.
Okay. Liv.
Liv, what song is that?
It goes like do 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 do.
Wow, that is very good. Repeating what you just heard.
It's You'll Always Be My Baby.
I will actually take that. It's Always Be My Baby. That is correct.
Good job.
Wow, I am on fire.
I gave you a long time, but I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
But you'll always be my baby in your rocking chair. Daddy don't care. Look at you laying there. Oh, no, you spit up. It's okay, though. I still love you. Because you're my baby.
Next song.
Can't wait to be a dad. Oh, that's not good. All right, keep in mind, Alex, if Liv gets this, game over.
It's okay, all right, today. All right.
Here we go.
Liv.
Oh, my gosh. What is it for the win? Two.
We Belong Together.
Liv just won the game.
Are you kidding me? I needed a couple more seconds and I would have gotten it. Dang nabbit.
Yes.
Son of a monkey.
Da, 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 da. The way I feel about you. Ready? Because it didn't know you, because it didn't know me.
Okay.
Because right here, because baby.
Neither of you know the words.
When you left, I lost a part of me. To believe.
Awkward.
Come back, baby. Wow. Because we belong together. Yeah. Yes, Eugene.
Awesome. Hold on, Liv. Can you let Alex try to get on the board just for funsies?
Okay, fine, yeah.
All right, Alex, this is all you.
Okay.
Liv.
Alex.
Alex. Let Alex get on the board.
It's the Santa song.
All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes, Alex. Yay! All I Want for Christmas. Yeah, that one song about Chris Kringle. You know that one? Hey, Eugene in Southport, thanks for playing. I'm sorry you did not win today.
That was terrible.
I'm sorry. Listen, call back tomorrow.
I'll be happy to be on the radio. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Well, we love you. And hey, Sammy, congratulations. And Lawrence, you just won yourself Mariah Carey tickets.
Thank you. I'm excited. Thank you, Liv.
Of course.
Boom. That's what you get. Has the dynamic shifted? Is Liv the new game winner of all time? I would say probably not, but at least today she won. Congratulations. Win another pair of tickets tomorrow around this time here on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 317-239-1009. What is the top thing that stresses you out? I have a list right here, and I'm going to go around the room with myself, Joe, Alex, and Liv the Web Girl, and we'll go over the top things that stress us out. But I want to see if what you stress out about actually made this list. That's 317-239-1009. Maybe that's something you could be happy about, that your stressed outness is very common. Alex, you are a worrier just like myself.
Yes.
What is it for you? Maybe it's on this list. You don't have it in front of you, but what is it?
I'm going to guess, is it when you keep wiping and wiping and it still doesn't go away?
What?
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. No, that is... Unless I'm missing something, what are you referring to?
What do you think?
What I think is what you're thinking?
Yeah, you just keep going. You're like, man, how much is there?
I would like to apologize.
I'm so confused.
No, that actually did not make the list of things that people are stressed out about.
Oh, that stresses me out, man. Oh, wow. It's like, come on, I don't got all day.
We're going to get you some wet wipes, okay, yeah, from our friends at Nice Pack. Liv the Web Girl, you're a little anxious bunny.
Yeah.
What stresses you out? What is it?
When you have really bad acid reflux, but you're not sure if it's your acid reflux or if it's really that you have a stomach flu or you have food poisoning, so you're scared that you're going to throw up.
Wow.
Yeah, that's stressful.
That also is not on the list.
Dang.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Good morning. I'm not going to say my name.
Okay. That's fine. You do not have to. But what's on yours?
My initials is BAP.
Okay.
So what stresses me out is my child's father.
Ooh. Ooh, I want to hear more about this, please. Baby mama drama. Let's hear it.
Baby daddy drama.
Yes. Oh, yeah. My bad. I'm used to saying baby mama drama.
Yes, his name is Keith.
Okay. We don't got to throw no names out there. Let's keep it clean.
We don't throw names out there. His wife want to ask.
He's trifling, you said?
Is that on there?
Yes, he's very trifling.
Is baby daddies or baby mama drama on there?
It is.
It is
unfortunately not on the list. I'm sorry.
Good guess, though.
That should be number one.
Hey, thank you. We appreciate you, Bat, for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. No, let me go over some of these, and you can join in the conversation just like Bat did. Let's see here.
A hangnail.
No. Did I remember to turn off the heat or the AC? I assume that's like when you go on vacation or something.
Well, I guess if you're 84.
Did I shut the front door? That's on there. See, these aren't there, but as we go up higher, they get worse.
Did they pull a nursing home with these answers?
No, they just did like, I think like 5,000 Americans of all different ages. Did I lock the car? I do that. I always like at home, I'm like, beep, 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 beep. Like even though it's already inside, I just want to make sure I locked it. Cause there's a lot of break-ins lately in the Broad Ripple area. Did I leave my window open? Same thing with the car. Then here's where it gets down to the basic stuff. Where are my keys? Do I have my keys?
Sounds like these people did a lot of LSD or something. They can't remember anything.
Wait, you don't forget about this kind of stuff?
No. I know what I did.
Then
I know what I do.
Besides your booty issue, what do you really freak out about? Because I know you freak out.
Oh, you know, normal stress, relationship stress, work stress. I can't believe that wasn't on there. I mean, geez Louise.
The final two right here, and I do this all the freaking time every morning. Do I have my phone, like, as I'm driving into work? Pat myself down. Do this pocket. That pocket. Oh, there it is. Okay, it's in the cup holder. And then the one that I hate doing, and I argue with my wife, Lindsay, once a week about it. Did we lock the front and back door?
Yeah,
that
I don't
stresses
know.
Me out, because if somebody will break in and kill us.
I think you're just old.
Yeah, that could be it. I think you could just be old. I always stress out that I have a worn out for my arrest because, like, I might have forgotten to pay off a ticket that I had, like, 10 years ago or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, if you are looking for Live the Web Girl, 21 East St. Joseph Street.
Please
that's
don't.
Where we're at right now, downtown Indy.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande's manager, Scooter Braun, opened up about once being fired by her a few years ago and hinted that she came to her senses after she broke up with a crappy boyfriend. In a recent interview, Braun explained how he decided to stay quiet instead of speak out when he hit a rough patch with Ariana. He watched this other manager get fired, and he said, "I saw him defend himself instantly and put out a lot of truths, and I watched the artist see those truths and not want to deal with it and then forever hate that manager. And with Ariana, I could have said a lot of stuff, and in fact, my team wanted me to because they were pissed, but I said, we're not going to say a word and this is going to come back around. They were like, never take her back. But I just said, let's stay quiet. Let's let our truth be our actions. And when crappy boyfriends leave, she starts to see the light on some stuff. And then that's when I got a phone call one day and I went over there. They had a very honest conversation. He says that Ariana and him went their separate ways in 2016 before reuniting this September. It's unclear who Ariana was dating at the time, but she and Big Sean broke up after 8 months of dating in April of 2015. And then she started dating Mac Miller in August 2016. He doesn't have any hard feelings towards her, though, because they're stronger than ever nowadays.
That's a smart move to do that, because it's so easy to jump up and say something and defend yourself, but it worked out for him.
Right. During an interview, Enrique Iglesias confirmed that he and longtime partner Anna Kournikova are not married, but said that he does have something very interesting to eat for breakfast.
Your physical relationship is better than ever. What is the secret to keeping...
Where did that come out?
That was in an interview.
My physical... You mean more sex than ever? You can't say the word sex.
Well, you said it now.
I know this is a breakfast show, right?
How do you keep the flame alive?
Well, that's exactly what I do for breakfast. I'm kidding. No.
You're right here for breakfast.
I hope you brush your teeth first.
Steve Carell will be the male lead in Apple's untitled morning show drama starring Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. It's picked up with a 2-season, 20-episode order. The series will offer an inside look at the lives of the people who help America wake up in the morning. Now, I am interested in this. It has all of my favorite people in it. Jennifer Aniston, one of my favorite actresses. Reese Witherspoon, one of my favorites. And Steve Carell's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And this is about, you know, who helps America wake up in the morning. I don't know yet if it's TV people or if it's radio. Either way, I'm interested.
I guarantee it's TV people. Radio.
They never do radio movies.
We're too ugly and we smell. They just don't like dealing with us.
I wish that there were more radio movies out there. By the way, just a fun fact. If you want to see a really, really good radio movie about what it's really like working in radio, then watch Howard Stern Private Parts. It's older, but it is so good, but totally inappropriate for young kids. So definitely adults
only. I was
going
to say, definitely don't let the little ones, you know, watch that. That may not be the best thing ever for them to do that.
Yeah. It looks like Steve Carell will play a morning show anchor who is struggling to maintain relevance in a changing media landscape. The cast marks his first series regular role since he wrapped The Office in 2011.
All right.
And today is Drake's 33rd birthday, and yesterday he posted an exchange between him and his favorite high school teacher about breaking the record for the most top 10 hits on Billboard Hot 100 in the calendar year. Drake's former teacher messaged him with a screenshot of an article about his new record, saying that she often wonders what Drake's teenage self would think of his own success. And Drake kind of like joked with her and said, "Oh, my younger self would be unable to fathom the news, and I'd be more concerned about wondering how I can get my low grades up." It was really cute. But happy birthday to Drake.
Happy birthday, Drake.
Coming up after 8:15, did John Mayer reveal his number, if you know what I mean?
Call the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, 317-239-1009.
We were talking the other day after the show, and Alex was saying about all these scary things kind of involving death and it being Halloween sort of time. And she's like, "Oh my God, could you imagine if you actually did die? Like, what would happen?" I'm like, "Well, Lindsay would probably be happy, move back to Michigan and find herself an attractive Dutch man and live the rest of her life in paradise with Benny and Paddington, our two dogs." Besides that, though, no, Alex, like, no, like, what would you really do? I'm like, "Well, what do you mean?" And explain, because when I told you that I don't think that I need this, I think right now it is a total waste for my life, you were like, "Oh my God, this is," I think you said, quote, "travesty," which is a big word. I'm impressed with that word.
Yeah, it's a total travesty, and it's, I believe that it is totally messed up that Joe revealed to me yesterday that he doesn't have life insurance, and that he thinks life insurance is a waste of money. He said that neither him or Lindsay Lindsay have it, right?
No, neither one of us have life insurance each other or anything.
I can't imagine something more stupid than this, especially as millennials. When you are like around 25, like that's the age that really you should be getting life insurance, but people don't do it. And I mean, it's just so dumb because if something happens to you, there's going to be so many things that she's going to need help to pay for.
Well, I mean, Lindsay can get by. We don't own a house. We're renting a house. She could always move out of that house if that was the case or if that was the problem. And we follow, like, kind of the principles that Dave Ramsey has, the baby steps, and that is save up $1,000 for an emergency fund. Got that. Paying off our debt, we're doing that. We paid her car off. Should be able to pay off my car, new-to-me car, in a year. Like, so it'll be paid within 1 year. It'll be paid off by the end of the year. So every extra penny we got towards that. That being said, we don't have a house. We don't have kids. There's no reason to actually pay extra money for that right now.
See,
now,
that's
yes,
where
once,
you're wrong. First of all, it's
buy
not
a
expensive.
House, well, it's money that we should be spending towards paying off debt. But once we actually have a house and we have kids, oh, for sure. Like, if we actually had a house, I don't want to die, but I would love for it if I got hit by a bus or had a grabber that my wife could have the house and be all good.
But see, that's where you're wrong because life insurance, if something were to happen to you, not only can it help pay for your funeral, which could be upwards of around $10,000.
Our job covers our funeral.
So let's say even that's covered. Life insurance will help whoever is stuck, whether you're married or not, whoever your family is stuck with your stuff to pay for your debt, any debt that you have left over so they don't have to be burdened with that, credit card debt. Let's say, you know, I have an apartment, all my stuff that's going to need to be moved out of my apartment and dealt with and all that, you know, paying for a moving company to move my stuff. Like, there's all these different things that money can go towards. So your family, I'm not married, but I have it so that it'll go to my parents if something happens to me. But that's so important, and I am just blown away. Way that the married guy on the show doesn't see why that's important. And I feel like people are going to have strong opinions on this, that yes, I definitely have it and I think that it's important, or no, you know, Joe's right, like this is such a waste of money,
I think life insurance is important. My dad, I think I've talked about it enough on the show, but if you didn't know, my dad passed away when I was 21 and my brother was 18. He had a policy, and I mean, still working in radio, so it wasn't a ton of money. But
I didn't know that our work pays for our funeral. I didn't hear that before.
Yeah, you got to read your contract. Unless they don't have that in your contract.
It's weird.
That's all. Maybe they're just paying for mine. Or maybe they think I'm most likely to die. But my dad helped out a bit, but it still doesn't get everything. I mean, it helps some of the bills. But if I had kids, if I had a house, then yes, I would have life insurance. But I have two dogs, Benny and Paddington. They don't need their daddy to have any kind of life insurance. Katie's in Lawrence. Let's see what she thinks this morning on the Joe and Alex Show.
You're an idiot.
Thank you.
First of all, Alex is always right. Let's be real.
All right. Well, then.
In almost every scenario.
Hang on a second, Katie. Hang on. Let me help you out real quick.
No, stop it.
Let me help out Katie real quick. There we go.
Stop it.
No, I'm kidding. Katie's still there.
It's honestly not very expensive, but at the same time, like, if you, God forbid, died, you just want your wife to have to go to work the next day because that's what she's going to have to do. To keep paying bills and stuff. Like,
yeah.
You want her to be able to take some time off, and like, for what you'd be getting, the life insurance policy you'd be getting, you know, like my grandma passed away and left me, I think, like $15,000, but that was able to, like, with the life insurance policy, and I was able to fly out and like take care of everything that needs to be taken care of to like get the funeral all set up.
Yeah, and not even only paying for funerals, but if you are a college student or you just graduated from college and you die, then your parents have to pay your student loan debt for you. Then all of a sudden,
yeah,
all that gets shifted to them.
No,
it is
they
so.
Don't.
Yes,
parents,
it does.
Unless if they're co-signed, maybe. But yeah, other than that, but like that's on you.
All of the financial advisors.
It goes to next of kin.
All the people that work,
yeah.
All the people that are listening right now that work in finance are seriously like screaming in their car listening to you because this is just so stupid and ignorant.
I totally disagree.
It goes to your next of kin, and if your next of kin is your parents, they have to pay for it.
That's not true. If you're actually signed on a loan, for sure. But if my mom, who's still alive, thank God, knock on wood, nothing happens to her. If my mom was going for some master's degree to college, and I'm her next of kin, her son, I don't automatically, hey, Joe, here's $40,000 in student loans.
Yes, you do.
Yes. No, I don't. Yes. They can't just track you down because I'm her son.
Of course they track you down. They have to get the money.
Because it's the estate. So if she left you $40,000 and she owed $40,000, they go, okay, we're going to take the $40,000 from the estate first.
If she leaves me, Katie, 40 grand.
In I can't this believe case, you don't not. Know this. I just can't believe it. Isn't this like marriage for like 101?
Like I said, if I actually had a house and I actually had children, then yes, life insurance is fine. I'm not just going to let my wife have a bunch of money because I died. Yeah, right. 317-239-1009.
I was half right and half wrong about something I said. So let me
say
this, because we got a bunch of tweets. So student loans sometimes do get passed on to your parents when you die, and sometimes they don't. Here's when they do and when they don't. Federal student loans are discharged when the borrower dies. So if you die and you have federal student loans, then yes, those get erased. So your parents don't inherit those. However, if you do have private loans, student loans, or co-signed private loans with your parents, those are what are going to be passed down to your parents.
Which would make sense for anything. If my mom co-signed on a car loan and I die, she's still going to pay off the loan. That's basic 101, people. I get that. 317-239-1009. Allie, you're in downtown Indy. Thanks for being on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say?
I do think that it's irresponsible. I have life insurance on my husband. My husband has life insurance on me. And here's a question for you. You guys are renting a house, correct?
Correct.
If you were to die tomorrow, does Lindsay have the funds to break that lease if she can no longer afford the rent?
We have a really good relationship in this case with our landlord. I think they would let us go as soon as possible. But yeah, we have enough saved up that we would be able to do that. Not a ton, because we're trying to take all of our extra money for debt. But yes, she would. I get what you're saying, okay, though. Like, what if she didn't? What would you do?
Right. My other thing is, it's an option. It is extremely cheap, is to look into some kind of accident insurance. I'm talking like $32 for a year of accident insurance, and that's if you're in a car accident, it helps pay your expenses. If you were to die, the payout is like triple, but I mean, it's definitely something to look into, especially, you know, you could die walking to your car today.
Yeah, and it's not one size fits all. It's like, depending on your circumstances, if you're married, if you're not married, if, you know, how, I think it just depends on a whole bunch of variables about your life, of how much your life insurance costs, but it is not as expensive as millennials tend to think.
You know what's happening? Lindsay's going to hear this and be like, oh, I wonder how I can accidentally have Joe die. That's what's going to go on. Allie, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show. Brayton on the east side, your 21-year-old sister, what happened?
She actually was in a car accident, and we had life insurance on her. And it paid for everything. Like, we didn't have to come out of pocket for anything. And it's just nice to have, because, like the lady said before me, you can die tomorrow. Like, there's no guarantee that you'll be here. And it just, it helps. So, like, your wife can take off when she needs to and basically pay for everything on the funeral.
Yeah.
I mean, the peace of mind, I totally get that. And like I said, I will one day have life insurance, but where I'm at right now, I don't need it. That's just me
personally.
That
is so dumb.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
See, this is what just blows my mind. And then you're saying that you want you and Lindsay to have a baby now. You're ready for a kid.
Yeah, when we have a baby, we will have life insurance.
So Lindsay can pay for both of your all's cars, like your car payment.
As I mentioned earlier, we've been working our butts off. I'm so damn proud of me and my wife sacrificing. We paid off her car year and a half ago. We owe less than $5,000 on my car. I'm going to have that thing paid off by the end of the year. We take every extra penny we make, and we pay off our debt.
Right, I know, I got it. But like, what if you die today? So for the rest of the she can pay off your car.
We're so far ahead on our car note right now, we don't have to make a payment till 2020, like if we never paid it again. So she could afford to do that, but she'd sell the car in that case.
I just don't understand, for Lindsay, why you don't think she would be just as, or not more important than even a child, like giving her that extra money in case something does happen to you, to have for rainy day funds, or just to have as a cushion or whatever.
I am trying to help my wife. That's why we're paying off all of our debt. If I didn't love her, I would just let that money sit around forever and never touch it. She'd be murdered by herself. Nick, you're in Geist. What's up, man? You're an actual professional. Let's hear your thoughts.
I am. Hey, I will tell you this, right? There are different stages in life for which life insurance is important, right? Where you're at, it's even more important today, because tomorrow is not given health-wise, right? So tomorrow you could wake up, something's not right, you're not feeling right, the missus isn't feeling right, and a diagnosis of whether it be cancer or something along those lines, for which now you may never be able to get life insurance ever again, right? So it's important to think about that, forward think on that. And then when you're talking about having a house and having a kid and doing these things, right, it's all pre-planning, it's never going to be any less expensive than it is today. So tomorrow it's more expensive than it will be on Friday. So those things are important to think of as you're planning, especially if you're talking about a Dave Ramsey kind of thought, right? Buy term and invest the rest, right? So it's important, if you can, get as much term insurance as you can now, because later on in life, you can convert that over into whole life insurance, which will then take you for the rest of your life until you obviously need to pass that money along to children, grandchildren, charities, whatever it is that drives you, motivates you. And those are things and factors that you can use in determining what you need.
Thank you, Nick.
Okay, here's a scenario. What if you and Lindsay both die in a car crash?
Not my problem.
And your mother and your grandmother
not my problem.
Then have to take care of things. Is your mom and your grandma, do they have enough saved up to take care of things? What about them having to expense flying down here, or your brother having to fly down here, drive down here, take the trips down here to get things settled with your house, things settled with your car?
That is
like
a good
that.
Point.
What about that if you and Lindsay both die?
To be fair, I actually had a plan in place, and that plan did not work out, I'll be honest. I was planning on winning the Mega Millions that would cover
okay.
all this, and
right.
I didn't.
Got it.
So I don't know. I'll have to get back in you back to you on that one. Listen, as I wrap up, I want to say this because it did help me when my dad passed away when I was 21. I didn't get a ton of money, but it was nice that there was some money there to help out and keep things afloat. So, yes, I think if you got loved ones, you got kiddos out there, I definitely think you should have it and make your own decision. For me personally right now, we're not having any.
If you have any family at all, it's important to have it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you love that family, it's important.
So
you don't like
your mom and grandma?
Alex, be honest. Are you going to have insurance for you and for your mom and dad?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I was like, wait, does she like them or not?
Yeah. No, they're who the beneficiaries are. I guess that's how you would say it, for my
okay.
life insurance. Yes.
All right. Yeah. You can let us know on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show! Radio Now, good morning! Joe's Journey, week number 19. Last week, I weighed in at 395.8. This week, I'm down 3.6 pounds, Trick!
That's good.
Yeah, that's right, down to 392.2. And I'll tell you what, I'm loving going to these Overeaters Anonymous meetings. And
you are?
I am. And once again, it doesn't matter. But
I'm so glad
I'm
you
being
went.
Real with you. I have not had time. I've been trying to. I go to one around 12 o'clock, and it's a lot. It's all women. No dudes have showed up yet, which is fine. But it's so interesting. People share so much. I'm not actually going to say what they say because I want to respect it. You're supposed to keep things private, but you know me. I share everything.
Tell me off the air.
Okay, well, I'll wait till you hear about that one. No. But it's amazing. People open up. They're just, they pour out, and it just feels like a safe space to actually share what you're struggling with. And you're like, holy crap. Okay, I guess I'm not the only one that struggles with food for whatever reason it is.
Well, of course not.
But there's this book, though, that kind of they base Overeaters Anonymous, if you don't know, kind of off of Alcoholics Anonymous. That's how they do it. They have 12 steps to different things, and it actually applies a lot of the principles. So I'm reading that book right now. I just got it at the library, and it's so damn interesting. It's like, wow.
How long does it take to complete each step?
Everybody's different.
Oh.
I think it's kind of at your own pace.
Oh, okay. So you could be in this for... Some of those people have probably been in that class for years. Some of them have been only a little bit.
The way... I guess the class Overeaters Anonymous or the group Overeaters Anonymous, that's kind of, I mean, it's each their own, but that could be a lifetime thing. That doesn't mean you didn't master it, but it's like anytime people that have addictions or alcohol or
keeping
drugs...
Keeping it in check.
You always go to the meetings, even if you're 20. I have an uncle who's 30 years clean and sober from alcohol, but he still goes because he used to be such a bad alcoholic, and that grounds him. It keeps him in check because he still has days where it's like, man, I really want to drink.
Yeah, and also the people who do have like 30 years under their belt of sobriety can help out the people who are just trying to get sober for the first time.
That's true.
Totally. And I just want to keep on pointing it out there. Listen, I'm never going to say, I'm going to regret saying this right now, so I'm going to say that I regret it. I don't like listening to Alex. I don't like listening to Live the Web Girl. I don't like their advice. In this case, I'm glad they pushed me to go to Overeaters Anonymous because I still have a hard time because they sit there like, hi, I'm Joe. I'm an overeater. I'm like, I don't want to say that. It just sounds weird to accept what you are, what you have, as if like it's some curse, like you're like a weirdo. But I'll tell you what, it is so good to go. So if you don't have the courage, maybe if I can do it, I'll go with you if you want to send us a DM or something like that. Because if you thought about it, and there's different things. Maybe you're anorexic. Maybe you're bulimic. Whatever it is. Maybe you're just a compulsive eater and you eat when you're sad or you cry, whatever. Holy crap. This is like extra therapy for me. And it's really helping me understand. I haven't mastered anything. I haven't conquered anything yet. I'm not saying like, wow, I'm done after going for two Mondays in a row. But it really, I think, is going to help me a lot. I realize I'm not alone, and like I can work these steps and try to get there and have people that support me. That's what life's about, having people around you to support you, you know, to keep you accountable and to try to make you realize that you can do this.
I'm glad you went. I thought that you would like it. Just knowing you, I thought that that type of scenario would work well with you. Now, have you cried yet, sharing anything?
I have not cried, and I'm not opposed to it because I've cried before on the radio. Like, I don't mind, but I have not cried yet. I don't know. I don't know if I'm ever going to cry in that class or not.
What has Lindsay said about you going?
She's very proud of me.
That's good.
Aww,
yeah, she's
good.
She's very happy. I mean,
does she want you to lose weight, or does she like you how you are?
Oh, she totally does. Not from a vanity point. I mean, Lindsay married me knowing that I was fat and hairy. I mean, she knew what she was getting into, but she just wants me to be around. And that's the stuff, Alex, as I wrap up Joe's journey this week. You could follow it all online at radionowindy.com. The things that it's easy to say, well, go do it if that's what you're thinking about. But real talk, the thing that weighs on my mind every freaking time, and nobody says anything to me, but this is my stress that I bring on. I think about, first of all, it's like, how can my wife sexually be attracted to me? Like, I mean, just like real talk, when I'm naked, I'm like,
have you said that in the group?
Not in the group yet. I don't know if I want to talk about sex with these women. They're like my grandmas or my mom, but I could. But I just think about that. Like, physically, my wife, like, why would she want to have sex with me? I don't see how she's attracted or turned on. I don't understand just what I can only imagine what it's like to be my wife every day and to love me so much inside and to see past my looks, but still worry. Like, we had a friend like a year ago, her husband died. He was 37. He had a heart attack. I'm like almost 400 pounds. I could easily drop dead right here on the radio. So I think about that. I think about my mother and father-in-law, who I know love me, but I wonder if sometimes it's like, I can't believe we let this guy marry my daughter. Like, he's
just
not even,
because of your weight.
Well, am I going to be around to take care of their daughter and provide? Like, what good am I going to be if I drop dead and die or have a stroke or something?
Well, not very good. You won't be good at all. That's why it's important to
just
be healthy.
These are just things that I think about. And then I just think about, God forbid, I'm already having to take care of my mom and my grandma. I worry so much about them. Like, what if something happens where I die? And, like, what would that do to them?
Well, you said that you went to two of these groups this week, right? Why?
No, I wanted to. I couldn't make it to the nighttime class because they have them all different times, different days. We got so busy. We've been so busy with work this past week or two, but I'm going to try to go to a night class too. Hopefully there's some older people and see a different approach, but it's really been helping out. So I recommend to people to go check it out. Go check out Overeaters Anonymous if that's something you've been thinking about doing, and I promise I will at least reach back out to you if you message me if you've been thinking about going. Like, if you really, really been thinking about going, I'll go with you. That way you're not alone. You don't even have to act like you know me. We can just walk in together like random people, okay?
And so let me ask you this. There was a story in the news that we talked about earlier in the show of a guy who has a personal trainer who's also overweight and on his own journey. And his personal trainer's approach was to get a poster made of him with his picture on it and post it in all his favorite restaurants where he lives and say, do not serve this guy. He's obese. He's struggling with his weight. And we're trying to get him to lose weight. And you said earlier that you would be okay with Liv and I going around Broad Ripple and posting up those same posters about you?
I think if you asked me like you did, yes. If I just went to go down to Chick-fil-A over in Broad Ripple and Keystone, and I'm like, what the heck? What is this? And it's all over their signs. I would be pissed and mortified. But in this case, yeah, if you and Liv actually want to do it.
The only thing is, I don't think national chains are going to let us post. They are very particular about anything and everything that hangs in their restaurants.
All right.
It has to probably be only local places.
If you're a local restaurant here and you would like to help me out by putting up a sign, you can let us know at Joe and Alex Show. You can tweet us or send us a DM on Twitter and Instagram. And Alex and Liv, you're saying you're going to go put up these signs?
Yeah, signs will say, this man is a pervert.
No, I'm not. I'm not a pervert. Never mind. We are absolutely not doing this.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9.
Call the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 317-239-1009.
What we're into, it's a chance for us to share with you things we think you might like, too, that we've been checking out. It could be something on Netflix or Hulu. It could be something that we like to wear, something we like to eat, anything. And you can also join in the conversation and let us know. Alex, what are you into this week?
I am into a blush for your face.
Oh, for me? Okay, tell me more.
It's a blush, and it is by Laura Mercier, which you can get at Sephora, LauraMercier. And the blush is called, is the color ginger. It's like the perfect peachy neutral bronze color. I can't even tell you. It is like my absolute favorite for fall. You can swipe up, see the shade, see the color, how much it is, and all that good stuff on our Instagram story right now. Just swipe up at Joe and Alex Show.
All right, for me, and Liz putting it up right now as we speak on the Instagram story, it's called Something Delicious. No, actually, it's RX Bar, and they've got a coconut chocolate, which is my favorite. Then there's another one that I like. I think we're going to put that one for the swipe up. It is like a sea salt chocolate, I believe, and it's so freaking good. It's about 200, 220 calories, but it's complete. It's really basic. Liv, have you had these yet?
No, I haven't. How many grams of protein do they have?
Let me look for you. It has 12 grams of protein per bar, so it's
that's
not,
good.
That's not bad at all, but it's basic. Three egg whites, 14 peanuts, 2 dates, no BS. So, I mean, here, you can check that out. Smell my wrapper.
Okay, I'm going to smell it, and also I want to see how many calories. Said 210 with 12 grams of protein. This is actually really good. I'm obsessed with looking at protein bars and granola bars. Ugh. And finding ones with a lot of protein that are low in calorie is so hard. Let's see the sugar, though, because that's always the tricky part.
I tried one of those for the very, very first time the other day. I bought one at the store. I took a bite, tasted like chalk butt, spit it out immediately.
Okay, well, this smells like absolute heaven. It does have 13 grams of sugar, but it has 12 grams of protein.
Girl, it's worth it. You know, some of those bars, when they have stuff, they can taste a little wonky. This peanut butter chocolate's not too bad. My favorite, though, is the sea salt caramel, or the chocolate sea salt, and the other one is the coconut chocolate. That is my favorite. It's the coconut. Oh, daddy loves that. Sorry, I shouldn't have said daddy. That's weird. Live the Web Girl, what are you into?
Okay, so I've been really into this treadmill interval. So I get on the treadmill, and I do like an interval run instead of just running at a straight speed, because getting your heart rate at different levels and like spiking it up and then getting it back down to like not as high is what like torches calories and stuff. And also I'm really into sprinting, and it just makes it way more fun. So I'll get on the treadmill and I'll run at a speed of 5.6, so 5.6 miles per hour. I'll run at that for 3 minutes, and then at 1 minute, I'll put it up to 6.3 miles per hour. And then for 45 seconds, I'll run at 8.9 miles per hour.
Wow. That is so fast. It's like faster than a raccoon.
Yeah, no kidding. Usain Bolt, watch out. We got Liv the Web Girl up in here.
Yeah, and so I normally do that for like 35 to 45 minutes, anywhere in between there. I just repeat the interval over and over again. And so I put our Instagram story. Yeah.
Sweet. Let's talk to Jenny. She's in Westfield. Hey, Jenny, what are you into here on the Joe and Alex Show?
I am into this new self-tanner called Isle of Paradise. I turn to a Casper in the winter, and my husband and I just bought it at Sephora. It's a tanning water, so you just spray it on and spread it with a mitt, and you look like you just went to Cancun.
I'm in.
Yes, yes, same.
And it's cruelty-free and vegan. And gluten-free, yes, and all that good stuff.
You lost me at the vegan part.
They're not testing on bunnies.
Okay. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Wait. So we're seeing how tan we can get rabbits?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I like that rabbit, but it's too pale. No, thank you, honey. I need a bronze bunny. Hey, no, that's cool. That's good stuff, Jenny. Thank you for sharing that right there. We appreciate it. Let's do one more call before we wrap it up. Tiffany on the West Side, what are you into?
I am into the Les Twins.
They are these what?
Two, the Les Twins, L-E-S. They are these two French guys. They're twins. They're gorgeous. But they dance.
I know
and
exactly who you're talking about.
They are crazy. I'm talking about you could literally sit and watch them for hours.
They're from
insane.
World of Dance, the TV show.
Yes, but they also have been dancing since before that. Like, I knew who they were before they even went on the World of Dance.
You can tell they've been dancing for a long time, and you can see all different types of dance in the stuff that they do. I mean,
They focus mainly on like hip hop dance, but you can tell that they've done ballet, they've done jazz. You know what I'm saying? They know how to do mime work. Like they
You're
are insane.
Incredible.
All right, I'm watching him dance right now. Holy crap! How does his knee not break when he does that?
That's what I'm saying. They are nuts.
Oh, my God. He'd be amazing in the bedroom, too, I bet.
Oh, stop.
Probably.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Probably.
Tiffany's like, I need to do that dance. Look at this, Alex, right here. I got
I'm
it up
watching,
on the video.
Yeah.
Dang.
Wow. Yeah. Now we know what we're going to be doing for the rest of the show. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to work on my my robot's stuck. Dang, and I hate when that happens right there. All right, if you couldn't get through this morning, we'd still like to know what you're into. Let us know on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And you ever get stuck on TV? I mean, Netflix, it happens all the time. But on TV, I always get myself stuck on TLC on Monday nights watching Long Island Medium. It's just a show I can't stop watching. And I don't know why, but it's like an addiction. Do you have that problem, Alex?
I am obsessed with Teresa.
Good morning, Teresa Caputo. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. But come on now, stop. You can't be that stuck.
No, I got problems. And I want to make sure. I have a weird Polish name. It's Pesh. Am I properly saying your name right? Because I never know that. It's Teresa Caputo, right?
You're saying it perfectly.
Okay.
It's almost like tomato. You know how people say tomato or tomato?
Yes.
You say Caputo.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, yeah, because my last name's Pesh, but it looks like pies, and I'm a fat Polish kid or guy, so people always say it as Joe Pies. So enough about me. Let's talk about you, and our listeners are going to be excited if they didn't know about this. Teresa Caputo Live is going to be the experience coming to Murat Theater tomorrow night at 7:30. So how is it different from your show on TV compared to what people are going to get to experience if they get tickets and go see you live?
The only thing is that there's going to be no shopping involved.
Okay.
But your hair will still be big and you'll still have your nails on, right?
I sure will. That is a guarantee.
I would feel gypped if I went to see you and you didn't have your nails on.
Oh, my God. I've had nails since I'm 14. So I don't think that's a big change in there, you know. But, no, seriously, I'm very proud of what we've been able to create on the road in such a large theater. And to make it so intimate and to have everyone walking away feeling like they got something and they feel different in a positive way. I come out on the stage, I give a quick speech for about 10 minutes explaining on how spirit communicates in a large venue like this. And in case if someone hasn't been watching Long Island Medium on Monday nights on TLC, I explain to them what they can expect over the next 2 hours. I am not on that stage. We have cameras that follow me around, just like on Long Island Medium. We have a big screen set up, so no matter where you are seated in the theater, you can feel and be a part of this amazing experience and watch these messages being delivered up close and personal.
Do you always feel a message come to you, or have you done a show where you're like, crap, nothing's coming to me?
No. That's the interesting thing. What people don't realize is I don't summon the souls to speak. It's not up to me what happens. I always feel something. What happens, and what I've noticed in large groups of when spirit might have me jump around or repeat things, I could be staring right at somebody, and they are not responding. They're just staring at me like a deer in headlights. That's the interesting thing, you know, because spirit will have me. I will literally walk up and say, I want to talk about the dad. Is your dad departed, and did he pass from kidney failure? And the person will say, yes, my dad died and he had diabetes. You know, like, and some people might just not respond because they are so shocked that it's actually happening.
Yeah.
It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to one of our favorite people in the world from Long Island Medium, going to be here at the Murat Theater tomorrow night at 7:30. We're talking with Teresa Caputo. I recently saw something. I was channel flipping, and I saw, I don't know how long ago it was, but you were sitting down with Kelsey Grammer, and that was an emotional reading. Whether it's a celebrity or just a personal client of yours, Teresa, is there anything that just hit you so hard you're like, I can't do this anymore? Whatever was coming from the other side that you were communicating, they were telling you, it was just so powerful.
You know, honestly, that happens in so many readings, whether they're a celebrity, that doesn't matter. The only difference is that their life is out in the public eye. So there's somebody that lost someone and they are grieving. And, you know, whether someone lost their mom or their grandmother, maybe a sibling or a child, yes, channeling a child is the hardest thing because parents are not supposed to bury their children. But there are so many things that are so heartbreaking
on the, either the way someone dies or the burden or the grief that someone is carrying. They're hard. It's hard messages.
Have you ever been doing a reading and somebody's like family member or whatever that passed away tried to hit on you?
Come on, Alex.
That has actually happened, believe it or not. Not hit on me. Not like hit on me, but like I remember it was, and it happened a couple of times. The older gentleman, and I felt someone pinch my butt, and I
what?
Said, to myself, I go, "Was your husband frisky?" And she goes, "He would love to pinch my butt." And I was like, "No way! That is actually just what happened." Like, but I don't want to say in front of 3,000 people, "Your husband just pinched my butt."
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's spirit goals for the other side for sure.
But you know, you have to understand something like that, because I asked spirits to channel. Look, I'm the first one to say that what I do is crazy. There's no way that someone can communicate with someone that has died. And there might be a lot of common things that spirit might refer to. But personality, that is something that nobody can find out or tell you. That is what you've experienced. And for that gentleman to do that to me, to get me to express that to his wife and something that he would do to her that not many people would know about, really validates that his soul is at peace, whether he's not suffering anymore or if he died unexpectedly, you know, that he is at peace. And that's the thing, like, especially in a large group, spirit has become so playful. You know, they need to deliver these messages with levity, because these are hard messages to hear, and we need laughter. It is the best medicine for the soul.
Teresa, thank you so much for coming on to the Joe and Alex Show. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for being fans. I hope you guys are going to come down and check out the show. I'd love to meet you, and more importantly, thank you for sharing me with your listeners this morning. You guys have an awesome day.
All right, everybody, Teresa Caputo.
Woo!
Thank you.
It's Radio Now 100.9.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
John Mayer opened up about his sex life during his unofficial Instagram live show, Current Mood, Monday night. The singer was asked intimate questions by his guest, Cassie David. We learned that apparently Mayer doesn't touch himself to his own music. She asked him that. He did say, though, that he has sung his own songs before doing the deed, though, and said that he's used his own music to hook up a couple of times. And then they got into what his number is, if you know what I mean.
Blink twice if you've slept with over 800 people.
Okay. He stares into the camera.
Interesting. Yeah. Are you guys surprised?
I would like to know if people are surprised.
That's the next question, yeah.
Are you surprised that I have slept with less than 800 people?
Yeah, apparently he's slept with less than 500. That was how specific he got.
We've heard a lot about him, right? Even before he was dating Taylor, that guy's been with a lot of people.
Well, remember that infamous Jessica Simpson interview he did with Rolling Stone,
mm-hmm.
talking about her situation downstairs?
Her chicken of the sea.
Yeah, it was crazy. NBC News anchor Megyn Kelly had to apologize in a statement after questioning why it's considered racist for white people to wear blackface on Halloween. The comments came during a segment on Megyn Kelly Today.
But what is racist? Because truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface on Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Like, when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
If somebody feels like something is offensive to them, then you should say it, and that's fair game.
Yeah,
and you should be able to take it if you're going to dress up like that.
Yeah, you got to be able to take it.
And this was her statement that was read on NBC after that.
Later today, Kelly apologized to her staff in this email for using the term blackface, a practice long associated with minstrel shows mocking African Americans. I realize now that such behavior is indeed wrong, and I am sorry. The history of blackface in our culture is abhorrent, the wounds too deep. I've never been a PC kind of person, but I understand that we do need to be more sensitive in this day and age.
Sarah Silverman also had to apologize to the woman who claimed Louis C.K. asked for permission to, what we talked about yesterday.
Choke the chicken.
Yeah, in front of her. So after Silverman claimed that he pleasured himself in her presence, then she took to Twitter to express her remorse for speaking out about the comedian's controversial behavior, apologizing to Rebecca Corey, who claimed that he had
exposed himself to her or whatever. She tweeted, Rebecca, I'm sorry. Ugh, this is why I don't like weighing in. I can't seem to do press for my show without being asked about it. But you're right. You were equals and he messed with you and it's not okay. I'm sorry, friend. You are so talented and so kind. And Rosie O'Donnell confirmed that she's engaged to a police officer who she saw staring at her during a gala.
It happened a while ago, and everybody found out now. But she's a wonderful woman. Her name's Elizabeth Rooney. She's a police officer in Worcester. She is in the mounted unit.
Did she pull you over? What happened?
It was at one of these events. She came to a, not this gala, but another smaller gala, and I thought she was pink because she looked like pink. So as I'm up there, I'm like staring at her going, how come no one told me pink is here? So after it, she came over, she's like, were you staring at me? I'm like, yes, why are you impersonating pink? What is going on? You know? And that was the beginning, and here we are all this time later.
Oh, yeah. All right. Good for you, Rosie. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. So excited that Santa Slam 2018 keeps growing.
I just had to.
Bozzy, he's going to be there.
Yes.
Hands on your body. I don't want to waste no time.
Unless you're like Alex, you're waiting until you're married.
Feels like
you got to wait, Alex. No hands on your body, only the body of Christ.
That's right. We got a tweet.
Yeah.
From a girl named Heather, and she said, you know, because Migos is going to be there too.
Yeah, they're going to be absolutely incredible.
And so she said, now wait a minute. Cardi B isn't going to be here, like, as a performer on the lineup, but she said, there's always a chance, right?
Listen,
of seeing Barty there because her husband's going to be there. And I mean, she's not wrong. That's what I'm crossing my fingers for.
You guys remember the meeting we had the other day about what we can and can't say, right?
Right.
Okay, let's just say, maybe.
Something I don't know?
Well, yeah, okay, we can't guarantee. I can't tell you if Cardi B is going to be there or not. But
you never know. Her husband's going to be there.
I'm just saying.
You never know, Barty gang. Barty showed up to the Radio Now party, huh?
Wow, you sound like just like Bryce Vine. Who's also going to be at Santa Slam 2018.
This is going to be seriously epic.
And the cool thing is, too, that's what you win. That's your main prize. But wait, and there's more. Yes, these guys were actually at Santa Slam 2 years ago. Our buddies, the Chainsmokers, they are now in Vegas. They're doing a residency out there. And we're going to hook you up. They're at XS at Encore, November 17th. So less than a month from now, you could be flying out to Vegas to see them.
Sign me up.
All right, let's get somebody on the phone to play a little game this morning and see if they can win them. Morgan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Smorgasbord.
What?
That's what I'm going to call you. Smorgasbord.
I think you confused Morgan.
I'm good.
All right, yeah, it sounds like you are. All right, Morgan, we are going to play a little game this morning. And if you win, you'll get those Santa Slam tickets and qualify to see the Chainsmokers in Vegas.
All right.
Okay, the category today is famous pairs. We'll give you a clue. You tell us the famous pair that we're thinking of. It's a, you know,
like
Meijer
or Kroger pair?
I guess if I said like grocery stores, but I don't think people say Meijer and Kroger.
I'm just kidding. I know you're talking about people, not the fruit.
Okay. Maybe I am talking about fruit, though. Don't sway people. Oh. Who knows? All right, here we go. Here's your first one. Kids love to eat this for lunch. Tell me that famous pair. It's famous. Kids eat this for lunch.
Two things that go together.
Three, two, one. Couldn't even muster up a guess. I'm worried how this is going to go. All right, I'm going to skip that one and go to the next question because I feel like we might have to get another person to play today.
That was easy.
I thought it was too. Okay, next one here. Hang in there, Morgan.
Wait, what was it?
I'm not telling you because I might have to use that question on somebody else. I'll tell eventually. Okay. Shakespeare's tragedy about two young star-crossed lovers. Name that famous pair.
Romeo and Juliet.
Boom,
all
right.
There you go.
There's some hope here. All right, think about this one. Too much of one of these makes you sneeze, and too much of the other raises your blood pressure. These are famous pairs. Boom, look at you.
Good job.
That's right. Okay. He is a detective and his sidekick is a doctor. They solve crimes in the 19th century England.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh. Wait.
Three. Two. One.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know if I know it. I'm wondering if I know the right person. I don't think she has enough to win.
No, if she gets this next one right, she actually will win. This is the fifth and final question. This is often used to describe opposites. I will give you a clue because Alex looks like she's about to have an aneurysm. It's a type of fruit. Often used to describe people that are opposites. Like, for example, me and Alex would be like this and this.
Apples and oranges?
Exactly.
Oh,
you
my gosh.
Just won this morning. Congratulations. You get to go see Bozzy, Migos, and
let you know
your Bryce Vine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The one that you got stuck on, do you have the answer now? Kids love to eat this for lunch.
No, I have no idea.
Peanut butter and jelly?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Did you never eat peanut butter and jelly?
No, I don't like peanut butter.
Oh, that's why.
Okay. Peanut allergy person.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on the line. And by the way, you can win again today. We're doing it at 11, 3, and 5 p.m. Bozzy, Migos, Bryce Vine, and more acts to be announced. Santa Slam 2018, Sunday, December 9th at Indiana Farmers Coliseum. Plus, you get qualified to see the Chainsmokers in Vegas at XS at Encore November 17th. We're going to fly you out there.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Let me throw this question out there and see who you think would win. A knife fight versus a person with a piece of meat fight. Who would win?
I think the meat.
Okay, Live the Web Girl, who do you think would win, knife fight or meat fight person?
I think meat fight.
Wow. Well, it's interesting. You ladies must pay attention to the dummy today because here's what happened. A security guard at a grocery store in Arkansas smacked a shoplifter in the face with a piece of raw meat after she pulled a knife on him. The guard confronted the woman after she stuffed about $50 worth of meat into her purse. The thief punched him in the face and ran outside. He chased the woman into the parking lot where she pulled out her knife. The guard grabbed a piece of meat from her purse and smacked her in the face with it. The woman dropped the knife and ran and has not been arrested at this time.
Wow, she's fast.
No kidding, but would you really square up with somebody if they got a knife and you got like a T-bone steak?
Show me your meat.
I'd have to have like a rack of ribs so I could grab it like a baseball bat and just
go. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What do the ribs say to the face? Smack! That right there is your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Looking forward to Friday night, and I'm finally having a sense of relief because I've got an outfit picked out. It's actually a couple's costume.
Good.
Me and Lindsay, my wife, for the Erotic Exotic Ball, which me and Alex are going to be hosting along with Liv the Web Girl this Friday, October 26th. It's going down at Taps and Dolls, and it's presented by Jim Beam. There's a $1,000 costume contest, so make sure you come there wearing your best stuff or sexy stuff. I mean, it just depends on what the crowd says is the best.
That's right. Most creative, scariest, sexiest. You never know.
My motto is skin to win. That's what I've done my whole life. Shown a little skin, and I've always won. Hugh Hefner, he's going to be on the ones and twos. I talked to him, Alex. You were asking if he would actually do, "This is Halloween. This is Halloween."
Yeah.
And he's going to see if he can make a remix for you.
Yes! So, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Alex is such a weirdo.
Well, did
everyone
you just
loves
now find
that song.
Out?
That is like the Halloween song.
Okay, right.
We're going to play it on our show on Halloween Day.
Without giving away, because I guess you're being secretive, but we're all now doing couple costumes that me and Lindsay have locked one down. Alex or Liv the Web Girl, are your costumes sexy? Or are you still not want to say that? Because me and Lindsay's is not sexy.
My costume sucks, and I'm really mad about it. And Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, said that if I come up with something and it's something that I can get together in these next couple days, then he'll change. He doesn't care. But now I'm like, okay, I need to figure something out because
I decided I hated our costume.
Oh, no. I just expedited, like, all my items to be shipped to me today and tomorrow, so I hope that I get everything by Friday.
Amazon Prime, yeah. Like, our stuff should be here today. The stuff that can't, I'm going to go to, like a Halloween USA or someplace.
I'm going to try to go to, like, a Halloween store, and also Joel Daddy's all of his roommates are going to come to the Halloween party on Friday, and so now we're all thinking, what if we all do one giant group?
You guys should all be, like, Power Rangers or something.
That was in talks.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Well, hey, join us. It's going to be awesome. Make sure your friends all know about it. The Erotic Exotic Ball, hosted by the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now 100.9. We're going to be there this Friday at Taps and Dolls. It's presented by Jim Beam, hooking you up with $1,000 in that costume contest. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow us. We're on Twitter and Instagram. At Joe and Alex Show. You want to follow me? It's Joe Pesci Radio. Alex, what's your social media?
Yo, Alex Raps with a Z.
Live the Web Girl. You should have social media. I mean, your name is Web Girl.
Yes.
What's yours?
At Liv Karis.
Okay. Now, if people want to follow us, like, what would you find on your social media, Alex? What could I see?
You will see a lot of pictures of cute outfits, me the Egyptian, my boyfriend.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl?
You'll see a lot of pictures of me and my friends, most of the time involving alcohol, to be honest.
Hey, at least you're keeping it real.
There you go.
All right, and if you want to follow mine, well, you're going to see stuff about sushi, my dogs, my weight, my little bro Michael, my dogs, my weight, my wife.
That's pretty much it.
My dogs. Lit. No, but you can do that. And follow us all, Joe and Alex Show. Any plans for this Wednesday, ladies?
I'm planning on working out, but I am probably going to dedicate the next 3 hours looking for a last-minute Halloween costume for me and my boyfriend, Joel Daddy. I am full stressed-out mode right now about it. Full.
Okay, yeah, that's how me and my wife Lindsay were. Then last night, I was like, dang it, Lindsay, do this. Google simple, easy couple costumes. Not 2018. I'm like, just what are the simplest, easiest to do? And she found something. I am amazed. I'm going to do this. I will give away one clue because I don't do anything else.
I want to know what it is.
I will need a wig.
A wig? I'm so excited.
Interesting.
This is my dream come true, Joe and a wig.
Know.
So that's the only clue I'm going to give. And by the way, our big Halloween party, I really hope you're planning on coming. And if not, you need to gather your friends up and your buddies, your girls, and join us this Friday. It's the Erotic Exotic Ball at Taps and Dolls. And me and Alex will be hosting that. Liv the Web Girl will be there. It's presented by Jim Beam. We're going to give away $1,000 for the costume contest. And who knows what'll win. Maybe it'll be sexy. Maybe it'll be something really scary. Now, I want to let you guys know, if you didn't know, we're not eligible. We can't win any of the money, but I am just so excited, and there's like so much weight off my shoulder now that I know what me and my wife are going to be.
Good.
Because I was freaking out. I'm always a last-minute person, but it's going to be insane. You can get all the details about the Erotic Exotic Ball online at RadioNowIndy.com. Today is going to be a fun day.
Why?
Because we're carving pumpkins later.
Oh, good. Yeah, you should do that.
Going to get a little witch's brew. It's like a little wine you can warm up in a crock pot or on the stove.
No, it's like tongue of squirrel, frog leg, skin of newt.
Bird spit.
Yeah, bird spit.
I don't know where you get your wine from, but the wine I get
is delicious. That's witch's brew.
No, I'm not that kind. It's called witch's brew. Have you had it? It's incredible. So I'll be getting me some of that, putting that yummy, yummy in my tummy. If you missed anything on the show today, head on over to the website, RadioNowIndy.com. We had a great interview with Teresa Caputo, who's going to be here tomorrow at the Marat Theater. That's going to be really cool. I'm actually going to be going to that.
Yeah, so. I hope that she does get a spirit to talk to from you.
Oh my gosh,
because
be
your
awesome.
Dad passed away, and I think that would be awesome for you if he came through to her. But you know, it's always, she never knows who's going to come up. It's just random.
What if he's like, "Ooh, my son's a disappointment. Ooh, I
you
hate
never
you.
Know."
I don't want to be dealing with that. All right, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, myself, Joe. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.